B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, Dr. Oz is on the phone this morning. Hey, happy holidays, Dr. Oz.
Can I order a pizza, please? I need a pizza pepperoni to go, please.
Okay.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah.
The fact that you're eating pepperoni is still, that's the bigger shot to me.
So I went to college very close to where you're recording. And so there was a place there called Pinocchio Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And their phone number was one digit off from mine. So I spent most of my college years getting called by people ordering pizza.
Oh, that's funny.
So I would take the orders.
Oh, no.
Mischief.
Oh, it was the best. Whatever they wanted, we didn't have.
Oh,
yeah. So, we didn't have
around pepperoni. Well, what do you have? We don't really have much. Well, can I have like a plain cheese pizza? We're out of cheese.
That's funny. Wow. Dr. Oz calling in this morning. Hey, your boy, Oliver, is he still going to Harvard, or what's the deal there?
Oh, yeah, no, Oliver is at Harvard. They're not allowed to attend in person until January. He's a senior.
Oh, wow.
He's a good-looking kid.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I felt badly. I just made a video for their Harvard's water polo team, and he's on the team, was undefeated last year, and they have really a lot of talent, and they were looking forward to the season, and they had to cancel the whole season, and this is last year. So I felt badly for the seniors because, you know, they didn't realize that, you know, it was over last year. But I think that's I speaks for how many Americans feel about 2020. It's like they took a sabbatical.
Right.
They can't wait for the year to be over.
Yeah, it's just sucks, but it's almost over.
It is
so
almost
that's
over.
That's good. Yeah. So, Dr. Oz, give us some good news, as bad as 2020 has been, maybe on the horizon with the vaccine, and how you feeling about that?
I tell you, it's the brightest light that I've seen since the pandemic started in February. This vaccine has been working with spectacular success. And I just want to address a few issues because I know not everyone's comfortable with the vaccine. But if you are a vaccine person, this is the best news you could have gotten. 95% success rates with the 75,000 people who have been vaccinated with either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The side effects were trivial. I had a bunch of people on my show who've been in the trials, and they said they felt a little muscle soreness. They had a fever for 6 hours. I mean, that's about it.
Wow.
And they recovered, and they feel like $1 million. There's some concerns about allergies, which you always have with the vaccine. So you have to watch people for an hour after they get vaccinated if they are prone to allergies. The big news is that we can roll a lot of them out, 20 million by the end of this month. Another 30 million, the White House task force just told me. I had Admiral Girard on the testing czar, who, by the way, was my college classmate.
That's crazy.
Amazingly.
Really?
Did he ever answer the pizza phone?
he never, whenever. I call my pizza orders into him.
Who would have thought?
And also, Jerome Adams is on the show this week, the Surgeon General, both sort of saying the same thing, which is we can, by the end of February, so that's 2.5 months from now, get 100 million people vaccinated, and they're the high-risk people. They're the ones who, yes, grandma, you can't go see her, and you can't go out because you don't want to get infected and infect grandma.
Right.
But once grandma's protected, all of a sudden, you start to breathe easier. And that means that we'll start to resume some of our normal activities, especially as the weather warms in Boston, that we can get outdoors, less the virus spreads 20 times more commonly inside than outside. So all that pressure on our community starts to dissipate. And by the time we're done the second quarter, so let's say sometime in June, we'll have vaccinated enough Americans that we will have herd immunity. And that means, let's say, more than two-thirds of folks have gotten vaccinated. And then we no longer have to fear the kind of rampant spread of COVID that we're seeing now.
Right. That's great news. Well, there you have it. Well, good. Okay. Catch Dr. Oz, Boston 25, of course. That's at 3 o'clock every day. Finally, some good news on the horizon. Hey, Dr. Oz, have a great holiday.
Thanks, my friends. Happy holidays.
Well, that's good news. See?
Right.
He's feeling good. 20 million before the end of the year. So that's optimistic. Brian, saw which hospital was that they were celebrating?
Oh, Boston Medical Center.
Yeah,
I put it up on our Facebook page. It was spectacular. Go to the ROR Morning Show page. All the staff at Boston Medical Center, when they arrived, they got the vaccine. They were out in the sidewalk greeting the truck with this whole dance.
That's
like
great.
The nurses and the ER, like all of it was amazing.
It's good.
Very cool.
Getting there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.